Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. We certainly hope that you had a happy and a safe 4th of July in celebrating our nation's birth. Another way to celebrate would be the Western Heritage, of course, July 21st through the 27th. It's the 102nd annual Deadwood, South Dakota, Days of 76. Best rodeo, no bull. Rodeo performances the 24th through the 27th at 7 p.m. each evening. For ticket information or a schedule of events, go to daysof76.com. It's all at the 102nd annual Days of 76, July 21st through the 27th in Deadwood.
Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they're not flashy. They're not fancy magazine type. No, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their ranch style once you see the content. Check out online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, start getting your edition in the mail soon.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, and you can do that by starting your visit at visitvalentine.org. Check out 50 things to do: the Niobrara National Scenic River, Fort Niobrara National Wildlife Refuge, Valentine South Refuges if you want to try your hand at fishing, or Merritt Reservoir. Walleye and catfish abound there. And, of course, it's home of the Nebraska Star Party later this month. Check it out, visitvalentine.com. Kim, what do you have to share on The Good Stuff today?
I have Ugly the Tomcat.
Really?
Have you intrigued, don't I?
I am intrigued. You better let us go with that.
All right. Everyone in the apartment complex I lived in knew who Ugly was. Ugly was a resident tomcat. Ugly loved three things in this world: fighting, eating garbage, and, shall we say, love. A combination of these things combined with the life spent outside had their effect on Ugly. To start with, he had only one eye, and where the other should have been was a hole. He was also missing his ear on the same side. His left foot appeared to have been badly broken at one time and had healed at an unnatural angle, making him look like he was always turning the corner. Ugly would have been a dark gray tabby, striped type, except for the sores covering his head, neck, and even his shoulders. Every time someone saw Ugly, there was the same reaction. That's one ugly cat. All the children were warned not to touch him. The adults threw rocks at him, hosed him down, squirted him when he tried to come in their homes, or shut his paws in the door when he would not leave. Ugly always had the same reaction. If you turned the hose on him, he would stand there getting soaked until you gave up and quit. If you threw things at him, he would curl his lanky body around your feet in forgiveness. Whenever he spied the children, he would come running, meowing frantically and bumping his head against their hands, begging for their love. If you ever picked him up, he would immediately begin suckling on your shirt, earrings, whatever he could find. One day, Ugly shared his love with the neighbor's dogs. They did not respond kindly, and Ugly was badly mauled. I tried to rush to his aid. By the time I got where he was laying, it was apparent Ugly's sad life was almost at an end. As I picked him up and tried to carry him home, I could hear him wheezing and gasping and could feel him struggling. It must be hurting him terribly, I thought. Then I felt a familiar tugging, sucking sensation on my ear. Ugly, in so much pain, suffering, and obviously dying, was trying to suckle my ear. I pulled him closer to me, and he bumped the palm of my hand with his head. Then he turned his one golden eye toward me, and I could hear the distinct sound of purring. Even in the greatest pain, that ugly, battle-scarred cat was asking only for a little affection, perhaps some compassion. At that moment, I thought Ugly was the most beautiful, loving creature I had ever seen. Never once did he try to bite or scratch me, try to get away from me, or struggle in any way. Ugly just looked up at me, completely trusting in me to relieve his pain. Ugly died in my arms before I could get inside, but I sat and held him for a long time afterwards, thinking about how one scarred, deformed little stray could so alter my opinion about what it means to have true pureness of spirit, to love so totally and truly. Ugly taught me more about giving and compassion than 1,000 books, lectures, or talk show specials ever could, and for that, I will always be thankful. He had been scarred on the outside, but I was scarred on the inside, and it was time for me to move on and learn to love truly and deeply, to give my total to those who cared. Many people want to be richer, more successful, well-liked, beautiful, but for me, I just want to try to be ugly.
And that's The Good Stuff.